Call the Congressional Affairs Committee back to order. We're discussing item number 7, the congressional staff job descriptions, and I believe we're going to have a motion on the floor. Congressman Potts.
We can make a motion if you'd like. Further discussion is, I was just going to see if you would be open to coming back with almost a package or a suite of changes that you, as second speaker working with the staff, are aware of, because policy and procedures need to be updated too. That changed. I'm just looking at assistant clerk. It says file CDs and DVDs and other media from committee meetings. We haven't used CDs or DVDs in at least 2 years. So, not necessarily a motion, but I would recommend that the second speaker go through policies and procedures in conjunction with these and make a list of suggested changes. I can send you some by email, we can all send you some by email, but also send it out to members of Congress to provide that feedback to you.
Sure.
And then at our next meeting, review a package of these are things that need to be changed or identified as need to be changed.
Okay. So I don't think we need a motion to do that. Flesh that into this. And we'll go. All right. Moving on. Congressman Messing.
So we just changed the agenda and we're not going to discuss these changes?
Well, I think there was, thank you. I think there were concerns that all of the Congress hasn't received the job description email for review, and then just for me and the staff to get together with the conjunction of P&Ps, unless you have some things, Congressman, that you have prepared, and I'm willing to.
I've done my homework, and I've done some changes, and they're mostly just opinions, of course. And that's
yes,
all
sir.
They're meant to be. I'm not here to change anything, but as we all have said on these rules and ethics and look through the our engrossments, we find things, little things here and there. Mm-hmm. And if I may go ahead and just share my discussion
Absolutely.
With you, and then I'll give you my notes and you can do with them whatever you wish.
Yes, sir.
But in regards to the clerk of the Congress, the very first thing is salary range, you know, is that locked in stone right now? I just circled it. And you might just circle that or you can use mine, because I don't know if we will post that up. Is this going to be a stable thing this year, next year, 10 years from now, still be the same, or what? That's up to HR, I guess, or however we want it. Be our range that we decide for our clerk. And as our clerks get their various credentials, or if they come in and they get their paralegals and all of those additional things, how does that affect? Anyway, just talk about salary. Then in the summary, the very first couple of sentences, the primary role of the clerk of the Congress is to supervise staff, organize, and da-da-da. And I just went to the second, and you can see my notes, just thinking that in order of priorities, I think the clerk of the Congress organize, coordinate, manage sessions, committee procedures firstly, and then they supervise the staff. If we're looking at just how to arrange a sentence and what our staffs are. And just putting that, moving that one word, supervise staff, to another position and all that list of things that they do. And going down to essential duties and responsibilities, clerk of the Congress duties include but are not limited to filing. And in the second sentence, in the second line, we've got the word filing again and recording, and it's just a matter of, I guess, content, how you want to arrange. Could make that a little less wordy, if you would, for the next group, whoever's going to be writing these out. So they do, the clerk does the filing, and second sentence, they're doing it again, they're filing and recording. So I think that could all be put in to condensed a little bit, could be a little more cleaner.
Good catch.
And then on the fifth sentence down, fifth line down, it says, proceedings of the Congress responsible for the preparation, that's capital P, and I don't know if that needs to be a capital P or not, or if that's just a typo in there. Responsibility for the preparation and publication. Just circle that P, check that out. Then in this, the next paragraph, third line down, it says, this position is responsible for managing floor sessions. I think this position assists the speaker for managing floor sessions. I think the clerk could change that and disagree with it, but I think she assists the speaker, but she also manages and is responsible for managing what goes on here. Both of you do, the speaker and the clerk, do that however we want to say that. But then the third paragraph then is the clerk of the Congress within the clerk's division. I thought just strike within the clerk's. It's the clerk of the Congress shall have the custody of or causes it to happen, those kind of things. Because we know that she's within the clerk's division. She's the clerk. And then at the bottom, and like Congressman Potts was saying, there's some just wording that just is not in there since we put this together some years ago, and I'm thinking of the word electronic records or virtual media, teleconferencing, streaming, all of those kinds of new wording that we're doing today. And I don't know where to put it, but it's just some things, and you can have all those notes, sir, give them to you. And then second page, one, two, three, fourth paragraph down, the second line, and performs as a team member with Congress members and congressional staff.
Where are you at?
On the fourth paragraph down, second line. It's a clerk of the Congress directly accountable to the speaker, and the second speaker performs as a team member with Congress members and congressional staff. I don't know if that is it. Can we say congressional staff and congressional members, or Congress members and Congress staff? I don't know. I was hung up on Congress and congressional. Or is that okay? I'm just throwing that out.
Sure.
Yeah. And then under qualifications from the bottom, the third one up, I saw this pop up in all of these. It says, must be able to push, pull, drag, or tote 30 pounds. And I wonder why that's even in there. But, you know, that's a requirement of you to do manual labor, 30, 50, 80 pounds, something. You know, why is that? And I you know, they do. We don't ask them. We don't weigh stuff around here. So, and I know I've seen some of our congressional staff and those around the table just grab stuff and start moving, you know, but I don't know if that's a requirement or it's a, well, if it's 35 pounds, do they not move it? I don't know, that's, or if that's even in anyone else's HR job descriptions, I've never seen that before.
Budget analyst is 50 pounds.
Yeah, no, I saw that. Why is it 50 at one, 30 at the other?
They're going to be doing the heavy lifting around
here. Yeah, just circle that if you would, and that's point.
That's
just
over 30. Where's Megan?
Yeah. I would just wonder why that's, sure, that's sure, even sure there. And then on the last page of that, up at the top, I had read, and it says, must be able to recognize and maintain confidentiality. In the next line, it says, must keep confidential all information. It's almost like those two things saying the same thing. And if you could rewrite that, perhaps, and use the word confidential, what she does. And then about midway down where it says, must be willing to travel, and then the next one says, must attend training. Now, I thought, well, what if we just said, must be willing to attend training? That would include travel. Amen on that. Thank you, sir. Whoever else can chime in, please do. You can have my notes.
Thank you. And I will look at these, and I appreciate your study, and I appreciate that. And some very good points that you brought up. I believe Congressman Pat had to keep his own election. Congressman Mason's additions.
No, I'm good. I was just going to raise my hand and make a joke that it needed to be higher on the poundage. But
I think that has to do with some possibly furniture and desks.
Well, I think just overall it is included in a lot of job descriptions just simply because then it, that kind of raised, like, what if you can't lift anything? You know, some, I don't know. I don't know if it's like kind of.
Copy paper boxes.
Where you physically couldn't do, because then that opens it up and they just want, I think, some, without being, going into some sort of medical kind of discrimination type stuff.
I have a medical disability. I'm limited to 40 pounds because of back injuries. You know, I can't lift over 40 pounds. But I do. But it comes back, you know, I guess, HR.
I'm having 11-pound baby, so.
You know, if there was a, say, a physical injury because we were asking them to lift things around, you know, it goes back into the health side of things. What is it? Hurt on the job, what is that?
Workers' comp.
Workers' comp? Is that why that's in there? I don't know.
I have to ask. Congressman Potts.
Just as a joke as well, those fire kings are about 800 pounds on a light day, and we were tasked with moving those around. So if we were honest in here, I'm not sure we'd get somebody to apply for the job. But I think leaving it in there is part of the workers' comp and other things.
Okay.
So,
Congressman Mason, did you have assistant clerk?
I do.
Notes? We'd love to hear those.
I'm actually looking at the second page, at the second sentence, and there's a typo under developing.
D3?
Yep, so D3. And then when we look at qualifications, I'm thinking this, you know, for the quality of work that we require here in the government, it says the applicant must possess a high school diploma or a GED. I would just like to erase that at that period. We need to have a little more, you know, we gotta have a little bit of college or, you know, whatever it is. We're gonna raise a bar on our qualifications a little bit, I think, other than just a, we've done wrong with high school diploma and GED, but when we get over here, there's a lot of serious decisions that were made on a daily basis when we're not here that our staff makes on our behalf. Because of that, and I'm just thinking, well, that's a consideration. I'll just wipe that one out. And I don't know what to put back in there or how best to say that.
Since we're
academic qualifications.
Since we are in discussion, are you saying that they would have some college experience?
Some, yeah. Some, or they come from a paralegal office or something, you know, that transfers over here. In order to do that, I'm sure they would have some advanced post-high school kind of trainings or associate degree or certification, something of that nature.
Okay.
And then the fourth one down says, must become and maintain a parliamentarian certification within 6 months of hire date. I don't know, do we limit that to 6 months, or, you know, are we locked into that? We're not right now, because we are doing that within 6 months. Does that even need to be in there, the time thing? What do you think? Sir?
Ms. Walker.
The test that Dana and I took to get our registered parliamentarian certification required you to study 1,200 questions, and you take a test, and it's 5 parts, and it's a total of 300 questions that you actually answer on the test. And it took Dana really close to that 6 month time frame to study and be able to pass that test. They are currently changing the testing procedures, and it's going to be a lot more in-depth and a lot more detailed, so I am not sure that 6 months is going to be enough time to be able to study and prepare for it.
Yeah, I just circled the word, the number 6. I don't know if we need to change that up to, or just say, just they must become, they being the assistant, must become and maintain a parliamentarian certification, period. You know, or in a reasonable amount of time. Something like that. And then about halfway down is that that pops up again must be able to push, pull, drag, or tow 30 pounds or 11-pound babies, I don't know. Whether that needs to be in there. And down at the bottom it says must be willing to travel, and I'm thinking must be willing to attend trainings, and that would include travel. That's it, that's my notes, sir. I'm sure there's more from others.
The assistant clerk, real quick, there's still reference to the wiki.
Yeah.
The meeting documents.
Wiki,
yeah.
Not sure we even have the wiki anymore. I'm pretty sure we haven't used it in 4 or 5 years.
I'm going to do that name.
Wiki.
Wiki, yeah. Wiki's talking bad about it, too. All right. Congressman Mason, would you like to continue with the budget analyst?
Sure. I just got some
questions. Yes, sir. Sure.
And I'm glad our former budget analyst is here, but just. And I'm looking at, again, in all of these, the salary ranges, are those written in stone? Do we adjust those or somehow? Just a thought. And then going into the summary, I'll just read this, and I'll give you my notes. It's position analyzed current and past budgets, reviews, and I struck, and justifies budget requests. I think they review the budget request. Suggest allocation of funds, period. Then goes prepare detailed budget charts, graphs, tables, spreadsheets, when needed, period. Assist with drafting budgets for legislative purposes. I would say, period. And then next sentence, prepares a fiscal impact analysis for any piece of legislation, period. Just kind of, just my notes on that, just trimming that down a bit. And of course, the gentleman right next to me is agree, disagree, and that's fine. We're just discussing. And then going down to essential duties, responsibilities, the budget analyst reviews, analyzes, perhaps reviews, accounting records, determine financial resources required to implement programs, comma, submits recommendations, da-da-da, comma, and finishes the sentence. And then the next sentence after the very long sentence, the first sentence is, provide financial advice to Congress, effective program planning, comma, decision-making, analyzes, and goes on. And that's what I have for that particular duties and responsibilities. And I think earlier, the word surplus properties, responsible for surplus properties, and perhaps there are other things that need to be added to that. Not so much anything eliminating, but we're adjusting and adding some things as we go along all the time. And under qualifications, in the very last sentence of the page, is comparable work experience may be considered in qualification requirements versus will be. You may do that as a committee. And second page, budget analyst, second sentence, generally accepted accounting principles, comma, and then scratch, the analyst should also have extensive knowledge of this comma, financial statements, ledgers, journals, and all of that. Going on down to the end of PowerPoint, 10 key and Word, period. And then start a new sentence saying just analyze accounting records, prepare concise, relevant reports, comma, and carry out complex tasks. Of course, that's just my thoughts and opinions. And then going back into knowledge and skills, must be able to put a bag or throw 50 pounds. That's different than 50 pounds.
50 pounds. Maybe 800 pounds, I don't know.
Anyway, just a question on that. And then the same thing towards the bottom, must be willing to attend training and off-site meetings, period. That's it. Thank you, sir.
Congressman Mason, thank you for your valuable input
just there.
And review.
Encourage others to jump in and red line, whatever.
Congressman Boston, you have your hand up?
I'm good.
You're good. Okay. Committee, anyone else like to add or discuss? Congressman
Mason has, Congressman.
Yeah, just want to throw it out there now, since we're in discussion. Where are we in that? How do we feel, or speakers here, in the very upfront in the salaries and things? How are we locked into those numbers that were maybe appeared a couple of years ago? That range of salaries, are they constantly changing? Are we changing those salary bottom end, top end?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We are not responsible for updating this. My understanding is that once the job description is changed, that goes back to HR, who does a market survey of the area for similar job descriptions, and then they place that range.
Okay.
So if the job description changes, that range will change. That's my understanding of how it's worked in the past, which often led to salaries outside of that range in the past because job descriptions weren't updated. And new responsibilities were added per policy and procedure. So it's been a chore. Mm-hmm. But I believe HR is responsible for maintaining that range.
Okay. Interesting. Any other discussion? Speaker Walker.
Well, with that said, Congressman Potts is right. That's my understanding as well. But once they get updated, I guess somebody needs to make sure that the current to be updated job descriptions.
Thank you, Speaker Walker. Any other discussion or comments? As we are still on item number 7, discussion of congressional staff job descriptions, Congressman Mason.
Just a member of this committee, I would certainly like to entertain input from the clerk and assistant clerk and budget analyst.
Yes.
Just what their thoughts might be in regards to all of this wording that we have on their positions. They may have something else to add or delete as well. I'd like to hear what they have to say. Is there, again, here every day representing good work for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any further discussion? Congressman Mason.
And do you have a timeline? When do you want all of these in from our constituents? Not our constituents, our colleagues. I'm sorry, our colleagues.
If we could, like to include the rest of the Congress with their additions or contributions, however it may be, and then after we hear from that, then we could possibly set a deadline. I know you work well with deadlines. That's and I appreciate that. I appreciate that, and that's very well taken. So hopefully at the next Congressional Affairs Committee meeting, we can discuss a deadline and hopefully get this behind us and move forward. So very good point. Any other committee members have any input on job descriptions at this time? Okay. We will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the Christmas party. The Christmas party, I sent out an email on the 29th to the whole Congress and just said the date of our Christmas party has been determined to be December the 8th. Further planning will continue. Any suggestions would be appreciated. I have not heard back from anybody through email. Now, we did at the special session, there was some discussion going on about the Christmas party, and we had somebody in the Congress had mentioned the new casino, that maybe that's the location for the Christmas party to be, just their thoughts and what they were thinking. Another couple members of Congress had mentioned the Grandview Inn up here, up on Grandview. And I think we've had it there before, if I remember. And so we have got a call into the new casino, and we have got a call in. Say again.
We've got paperwork on the new casino.
Okay, so where is it?
So we do have some information from the new casino. They have responded. Was that this morning?
They contacted this morning and said they do have a room available that they feel would accommodate Congress for the Christmas party. The cost of the room is $150. That cost is waived if you spend $800 in catering. And I divided it out by 12 and figured 800 by, divided by 12 is $66 a person. If you had 12 people show up, if you had you and your spouses, it changes. Their menu that they sent can vary anywhere from $15 a person to $42 a person, depending on what you choose to have catered. So.
Okay, and then we got this morning.
Yes.
Correct?
And we called the Grandview Inn back this morning and did not get an answer, so we still have not received any set information from them.
All right. Let's discussion for the Christmas party, Congressman Mason.
And all of that receiving this, was the 8th available?
The 8th is available, yes.
For the casino?
For the casino. Okay. The 8th, according to the Grandview Inn, when we spoke with the husband yesterday, the 8th was available, but the wife wasn't there to discuss any pricing or anything with us, and we haven't been able to reach her yet.
While we're in discussion, can you maybe possibly try another attempt?
Sure.
So while we're talking about this, so I know this isn't going to be easy. So, speaking of,
well, just kind of going off of experience, Congressman Mason's been to more of these or had the opportunity to go to more than I have. Just going back last year, we made arrangements. It was at the Maya Hotel. I think there were a lot of loose commitments, may or may not. If I was one that did not end up going. I don't know if I've got a good excuse or not. I don't remember, but I didn't go. I know that it wasn't very well attended is what I'm getting at. And I don't recall how it was ended up being paid for. I think it was, I'm just saying, once we start making these commitments, we need to know how many people are really going to plan on being there. And if 12, I mean, are all 12 members going to go in and pay whether they're there or not? I mean, these are just kind of things that's where it gets tough. I think I might be able to go. I'm not sure. And then we're trying to figure out who's going to, is it $66 a piece whether you go or not? Or is it, if only 7 go, is it going to be $92 a piece? That's all I'm saying.
Congresswoman Pratt.
So I know that we've been given, you know, the email goes out and it's like, when it's convenient for everyone. It's like, which Saturday of December are you available? And we all already having kind of trouble saying which one. I think the weekend is very, and the month of November and December are very busy. And I think that's kind of what we get into. I know that Congresswoman Goodfox and I attended a POD meeting last year. That's why we didn't go. So I think, I mean, I don't, I know that it was like put out like, okay, which Saturday, guys? But I'm almost kind of leaning towards like, why couldn't we do it on a weekday evening? And just like, because we basically that's what we do. We get together for dinner, we exchange gifts, and we're out of there. So I would, what if that was an option given to us? Because basically our options every year is like, which Saturday do you want? And even then everybody's like, well, and that's what everybody's, and I know I saw some emails and everybody's like, well, the 8th works for me right now. Like the 1st doesn't, but the 8th does right now. But a lot of people, just like Speaker was saying, like may bail if some cooler thing comes up. Cooler is the word, but you know, some sort of it, because people are asked to do a lot of things in December. So I just kind of think that we maybe could consider what a polling to see if everybody would want to do it on a weekday. That's just my thought. I mean, you want to, cool, not. then we just see what happens again.
Congressman Mason.
I like that thought and have thought about that. I've seen various corporate groups and companies in Tulsa meet during the lunchtime. They would take just an extended lunch hour, say from 11 to 1, and they meet at a restaurant, and their staff, maybe 12, 15, just come in and have a Christmas lunch and do some exchanges, and then they go back to work. For us, you know, could call in a first time, call in a session, and this is our time here, or just unofficially make it our Christmas luncheon, you know, and that be it. Bring your gift or something and cater. We could potluck it here, or you know, have somebody cater, or meet somewhere else here in Pawhuska. Just a thought, you know. I kind of like the weekend thing, and the reason I say that is because I get personal. I'm not really sure I can commit on a given day or time due to my need to secure help for my wife, who may or may not be able to come. If she can't come and I can't get help, then I'm not coming. That's the way it works. So if it's during the day, you know, I'm a little more available at lunchtime to get help and then make myself as an individual come and be a part of the group. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Well, Congressman,
I just want to add one more, because I know we kind of like, okay, which Saturday worked for everybody, but then there was the I think the Barnesall Parade invitation, yeah, maybe came afterward. I mean, obviously afterwards, but there is that on the table as well. That parade is that evening, and we've been asked to participate if we can. That's always a cute little parade, so there's that option. And I'm almost leaning toward like, yeah, I'd rather do that than go have dinner with you guys. But I mean, I'm just saying, if it was a different day, I would love to, you know what I mean? So that's all I'm saying is like, I would kind of lean towards maybe if we could get it together on a week during the week, but that's just, I was just throwing that option out, because I don't think anyone ever, we don't ever really discuss that. We're just like, it's always been done on a Saturday. So we're just kind of like, okay, which Saturday works?
Thank you. So here we are. I want to make clear too that Congress members pay for the party, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember last year I couldn't go, and I paid $200. Didn't even get to go because there was a conflict, but I didn't want to. You know, I went ahead and ponied up my share, and I know it's for. Do we say it's for the staff mainly? You know, for them to celebrate. So it could be, since they're here during the week, to possibly, I wouldn't be opposed to having a luncheon here, right here, during some day during the week. We all can get together if that works, and because they're here anyway, and you know, it's a luncheon, it's pretty simple. We can cater it, we can play Dirty Santa, we can do gifts, we can, you know, whatever. I don't have a problem with that either. So I did, you know, as we've discussed, that a lot of, I think we sent out and polled the Congress, and the 8th seemed to be the day, but we know how this rolls around here. Congressman Mason, help me.
When you said that, cater it in, I was thinking of it. Outfit at Bartlesville that catered in when we were up on the hill.
McAllister's
catered in a pretty nice little lunch, but you know, there's
options. Yes.
They would deliver over here, you know, pig stand or somebody. I don't
know. Well, I was just curious of the, like, the I'm kind of a little confused. The comment was made, this is for the staff. Is it for the Congress members specifically, or as a whole? Because I see Shannon made eyes when it's like, oh, this is for the staff. Because I don't even recall, I'm going in my 5th year, I don't even recall seeing the staff at most of the Christmas parties. Right, Shannon?
And the staff is, it's always been that the Congress members pay for the staff's meal, and then if the staff spouse goes, the staff, they pay for their spouse.
Right, but I'm saying,
but
as far as
I have not gone.
Right.
And at this point in time, I can tell you that the only staff member that would be going on the 8th is Dana and her husband. And I know that Trey has other plans. Ms. Sneed and myself have other plans as well, so we will not.
Right, so see, there we go. I mean, that's right there as far as it being staff, because I think I've only seen in the last 4 years, like maybe Trey at, well, sorry, Eli, I forgot you used to be a staff. I think Eli's held it down almost every year, but other than that, I've only seen Trey like one time.
And then I'll get you, but I think what I was leading to is that the Congress members, we pay for the staff. They don't pay, we pay for them, we calculate it all in, and we go from the Congress and Mason.
Just in the early years, yeah, everyone and would pretty much come, and same with the early staff members at that time. Mm-hmm. Most all of them came, and we did. It was a good percentage, you know, most all of the callers came, and most all of the spouse. It was a full house back in the early years, mm-hmm. and kind of changed. And like I said, there's a lot of things that start to happen in December, more than perhaps in the early years. And maybe we didn't, if I recall, didn't have those invitations to jump in a parade in the early years. They didn't ask us. So now they do, you know, and there's options. And the makeup of our congressional staff, we got Christmas meetings, Peyote meetings, different things happening with different individuals that come on board that requires them to make a decision and go to do something else rather than party up with everybody. Yeah. So it just changes, you know, with every season, if you will. And in regards to that, you know, it's great. I would like for us to utilize our new casino and what they have for us. On the other hand, if we comfortable, and I would feel comfortable, same thing, to be here during lunchtime, during the daytime, and just set aside a couple hours just to have good Christmas fellowship here. I'm for that too. I'd like to be there. I would be more comfortable for that, I think, than having to set aside an evening, because I don't do alcohol, whatever that means, you can or you can't, you know, that's up to individuals. But same way, I'm diabetic, and there's certain foods that I can eat and certain that I can't. And sometimes when those things are out there and laid out, you know, I can't eat anything. Right. So, anyways, it's just stuff like that affects me individually. But but I like our fellowship. I like our being. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Mason, and we just got word that on the 8th, Grandview Inn is not available. So, Congressman Big Horse.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
and just kind of dovetailing on to Congressman Mason, you know, in the early years, they were well attended. All Congress was there. The assistant chief was invited, and I know I attended I think every year, and I think there was some other staff that was a part of Congress. I think OFPR at that time was there was several of them that I think they were in their early stages, and they attended, and I can't remember where we went, somewhere in Bartlesville, but it seemed like it was during the week in the evening, but a lunch during the week is great. But I would like to still, I don't know if the casino is open to catering, but their buffet lunch in here is really reasonable. So I'm all for doing something, even if it's at, you know, during the week at lunchtime, just for the fellowship and togetherness and that prayer of that time of the year.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Can I go totally off topic right now? Just really quick, because I'm freezing in here, and I've been freezing like the last several days. Is anyone else really cold? Because that heater's been set at like 70 or 71 for days now, and it stays at 64 degrees in here. There's something not right. So while we're in CA, can we address that?
Sure. Call them.
I called Tribal Works this morning and talked to them about the heater, and the heat pump has issues. There's supposed to be a plumber here today. And there's another individual that's going to come work on the main unit one day next week. I informed them that this side was extremely cold and that it caused me concern because it's supposed to get below freezing this weekend, and they are going to try and get some heaters down here to assist with that. So that's what I know.
Okay.
I just like to say it feels good.
Okay. Back to the
no, it doesn't.
Back to the Christmas party.
All right, sorry.
That's okay.
I had to blurt that out. I was like, damn, cold.
It's chilly.
Everybody, who's cold? Raise your hands.
I'm cold.
See, there we go.
It walks in the building and turns the air down.
I'm guilty.
All right. Okay, also,
yes, ma'am.
One more thing. Now, Joe, I know that you...
Feels good.
You, I know. But I'm saying we can't have one set on the air conditioner and one set on the heater, okay? So no more air... I make a motion that... No, okay. You can't... No more AC.
I second.
No more AC, especially because it's dumb to have one going on AC and one going on...
When it's temperature here...
Right, you're just going to have to wear your tank top and whatever, your little muscle shirt, and get comfy up in here because no more AC.
Back to the Christmas party. What are you guys talking about?
Muscle shirt.
Just wear your breastplate and come on in.
Breastplate on. Bones on. All right, so the Christmas party discussion, as I said, I knew this wasn't going to be easy, but I don't have a problem with, I think a lunch during the week would be, I don't have a problem with that. If you all want to go to the casino on a Saturday night, I don't have a problem with any of it. I think to simplify it, to make sure everybody's safe, I can see like, if we pick 5 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to take any one of those days because we're not going in the evening. It doesn't affect anybody going to church. I don't know if maybe Friday would be the best one. And you know, that's, you know, kind of an exciting lunchtime. Friday, I don't know. And then everybody's done and flying home for the weekend and whatever. So if we picked a day, any day, I don't have a problem any day. But... if we're moving it, we know the Grandview Inn's not available. The casino is available. A couple of the comments that I had from some members from Congress that I heard we were discussing, they're like, I don't want to go to the casino because I don't want our constituents, you know, looking at us and seeing us and thinking, oh, look over there, there's Congress. They're having a big party and they're drinking, they're doing this, that, and the other. That was the comments that were made. They didn't want other constituents to see us. So. They didn't prefer the casino, you know. So that's, I'm just throwing that out there, and it seems to me like, as we discuss a noon luncheon, it would be very nice to have our gifts and our games in a nice line. That way, I think the majority could attend. Maybe we could throw in a GovOps meeting that morning or something to make sure that's
a congressional affairs appropriations meeting.
And a visit for Santa.
So that's so where do we go from here? What do we do? We had the 8th as a date, and now we're thinking about during the week, and I'm fine with that. But it is November the, what is today, the 9th? So we're getting, today's date is...
Yes, it's the 9th.
Yeah, we're on November 9th, so we've got, even if you did it, if you're going to do it during the week, you go right up to any time during the day. So it's just... Mm-hmm. What I can do is... Congressman.
So, and when we say we're talking about this, like if it was a lunch, are we talking about right here, doing it here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm not opposed to that either, because... I got a lot of gifts to buy for Christmas and, you know, and light things going on, and just because when we rent a big place like that, there's a big expense with it, and then we all split it, and then we pay, so it's big in the
to begin with, just one of us, and then you bring your spouse, then that's second. So, I mean, we're, like you said, what did you spend, $200 last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Didn't even get a sniff.
Right. Didn't get to look at it. So I'm just saying, you know, that we could, that's a necessary cost as well. So.
Is it the Dirty Santa that they play?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then maybe we could even all help decorate that day or something, just to, you know, an event, include everyone. You know, the bottom line is it's a Christmas party, it's celebrating Christianity, not in my opinion, but it's a good time, good feelings. And we need to, you know, make it a festive occasion. And I think a lunch during the week is kind of what it sounds like, it's kind of where it's going. I'd ask Speaker Walker if a weekday lunch would be preferred, easier for everybody, since there's so much going on during that time. I had to call you out of the car.
That's okay.
You just did.
I do think that it would be more likely to get better involvement. I have enjoyed the Christmas parties that I've attended. I have. They're fun. Mm-hmm. We have a good time. Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of loosens up. Here's the deal. If I express a strong opinion and then something comes up and I'm not able to go, then, right? I'm like you, Joe. It's really easy. I'm gonna do my best to attend regardless if it's in Tulsa. If it's in Tulsa on a Saturday night, hopefully my wife and I are in a position where we can stay the night. That would be fun. I would love to stay the night down there. My wife's been asking me about it. If we have a lunch here at the office, that's real handy for me. I live here. So how's that for riding the fence?
Yeah.
Is that a good, is that very bureaucratic?
That's really cool.
I would just like the committee to keep in mind that right now, until after this meeting's over, because I'm supposed to email the casino back, they're holding that space, waiting on this committee to make a decision as to whether or not they want that space or not. And once this meeting's over, they may not hold that space any longer. So it could disappear if you guys are in limbo too long.
Thank you, Congressman.
I'll state a position. If we're going to do it on the 8th, let's do it at the casino and move forward with that. But why don't you send out an email and poll the Congress if we'd rather do a lunch? And if the majority say let's do a lunch, let's not do the casino. I too am for a lunch, or I'm for the casino. That's the decision.
It's 11:23, so they could hold it till the rest of the day. I say, right. As soon as this is over, you send an email out and tell everybody I want to answer
to
today.
Yes, sir.
Right, yeah. Right. ASAP as possible.
Can we send that out now while we're in the meeting? Dang,
that's on the office.
That? So what was the email going to say again? I'm sorry. Send out an email and say
casino on the 8th or a lunch to be determined any day.
On a weekday.
On a weekday.
Whatever's available. Like, we'll poll for that day.
Dana can send that out now.
Yeah, let's do that. We might hear about right now.
Along with that is, do we know how long they would hold it? Or
I think they said today.
Yeah.
They just gave us this morning. Who was next? Was Congress Speaker?
If it gets rented out and it's not the only place you have hold it. A Christmas party there at the casino. I mean, then rent it out.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's that. Now there's John. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's like 7 of us right now, so we're almost there. We've pulled together a proclamation in like 2 hours, so we can do this. So I think that at least know, because if we hear back like right away, just to even know, like, no, I plan for the 8th, I want the 8th. Yes, we can move around. But if we hear already the rest of them that would prefer a weekday luncheon, then good. We can kind of get in plan mode for that before we leave here today. So somebody tell John over there.
I vote for Christina.
There you go. Thanks for having an opinion. There we go.
The casino on December 8th?
Yeah.
Night? Okay. All right.
Barnesville Braves on the 8th now.
And we're all going to be
we're
in it.
We're all got to float.
Or do we? Do we get that big?
John's like, wait a minute. Hey?
You don't like parades. Yeah, it's on the 8th too.
Is it?
I don't know. Can the float just drive us down?
That's a neat float that we had last year.
It's not. The Pawhuska Parade is the week before.
First. Yeah, it's the first, it's the first. And then Barnesville's the 8th.
First.
John, would you do a weekday lunch party here at the building for Christmas?
We can have that and also the
No.
Quit it.
No.
Okay. We'll mark you down.
I repeat. I
Good job.
Okay.
Put your vote speaker.
Now we know if we go to the casino on the 8th, we have people that can't attend. Others would be, I think you mentioned.
None of the staff.
Well, except
Dana.
Dana's the only one that could attend.
Okay.
On the 8th?
Yeah. I think there was maybe one or two more that couldn't.
Shannon and Megan.
Oh, Shannon's out on the
8th. Shannon Edwards, she's out.
Shannon's already said she can't go on the 8th.
Edwards. I don't even know if she could come on weekday. Like, doubtful, but I don't know.
I'm for either.
No.
Put me down for half a vote on each one.
Put me down for half a vote.
No fence riders in this moment.
That's why you're in the position you're in.
I'm just tearing the fence down. Make a decision. All right. Where's?
I could be definitely different if you did a lunch.
All right.
I'll do a lunch. I'll vote for lunch.
Let's do lunch.
Lunch.
Or I could. Just for change.
Friday, you need something different.
What are you? Where are you at?
Casino.
You and John. I hope you guys win.
I'm going to ride the fence. I can do either.
No, no fence right here.
If he can do that, I'm going back on the fence.
All right, I'll go with the casino then.
Let's get the real decision makers on the phone. Everybody call a woman. Kidding.
That's what my mind was thinking.
That's what I'm thinking. Get the real decision makers to say something. Just kidding. I don't have my phone, though.
You want to recess for 5 minutes?
Motion recess. Yeah, 5 minutes.
Does anybody know where my phone is?
Recess.
Everybody call somebody.
Right. Three. Who is it? 1, 2, 3.
What's your vote?
6. Left.
I like Ron's. The reason I say that is I've got a...
We still have decorations, right?
December 7th.